this morning, if you was the President of the United States, you would take a back seat to where you are tonight.
Yes, sir.
God has seen fit to call you to a special place.
Yes, sir.
The highest call in the land. Amen. You want me to stand here with you?
Huh?
I love you, boy.
I love you, preacher.
I had a preacher that didn't want to help me much when I first got started. Boy, God has put young people, young men in my heart to help. And I hope I can help this young man down the road. And I love him. I'll set up on top of the pulpit and guard him tonight. Amen. You just mind the Lord, son. We love you.
Yes,
you're
sir.
At home.
Love you, preacher. Well, if you got your Bibles, you turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. I guess y'all can stand for the reading. The Word of God. First Peter chapter 5, verse 6. If you there, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Thank you for standing. Will you just pray for me while I pray? Dear Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for all the people that have came to church tonight, dear God. I just pray that you'd be with me as I'm standing up here. Be with all those sitting out there, dear Lord. I just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it says, humble yourselves. You know, God's telling us that we just need to forget about pride. Stay humble. If you turn to Matthew 23:12, the Lord says, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And the word abased means to be humbled. And then it says, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. The Lord wants us to stay humble so he can lift us up and exalt us. He don't want us to be prideful and sticking our nose up at people and looking down on everybody. And we don't need to think we're too good for God or any of our problems are too good for God. You know, we got a big God. He ain't never had to reach up to grab any of us. He's always reached down to grab us. And, you know, most of us will trust God to save us from hell, but we think He needs help with our little needs and problems. And we just need to pray and mind God and just try to stay in His will. Amen? Next it says, therefore, under. We need to stay under God, try to feed our spirit. We need to stay in church. And you know, we are blessed to have one of the greatest churches in America. And we still gripe and complain about having to come to church. You know, we got people across in Africa and stuff like that where they're having to sit out in the hot sun, in the rain, you know. And we're in here in one of the best looking churches in America. The air conditioning, we got it made. Still complaining about coming to church. We need to stay in our Bibles, you know. In the King James Bible, amen. We need to stay on our knees. There's power in prayer. Amen. We need to keep praying. And I promise, if you do them things and feed your spirit more than you feed your flesh, I promise you, you'll feel a whole lot better about coming to church. You know, most people ain't doing what we're doing tonight. Most people ain't living the way we're living. But you know, it'll feel, sin's only fun for a season. Amen. It's going to feel good, like preacher said this morning, to get on the bus with your head held high. Because you know that you did the will of God and did what He asked you to do down here. You know, Brother Ken, he had, I guess, tough preaching this morning. But, you know, I know for a fact that he stays in this Bible and listens to the Lord. And I promise you, he ain't going to preach us no junk. It's going to be out of this Bible right here. And I know he ain't going to compromise and feed us full of nothing that we don't need to hear. It's because he loves us. You know, and next it says, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. You know, I said it before. We got a big God. You know, it says, under the mighty hand of God. You know, everywhere you see that word in the Bible where it's talking about how God's holding us, it's singular. You know, I'm glad we got a big God that He can hold us in this one hand. And He can have this other hand out here working for our needs and supplying our needs. Amen? There's nothing too big for our God. Amen. You know, it goes on to say that He may exalt you. Over in James 4, verse 6. It says, "But He giveth more grace, wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." That's just showing you again how He wants us to stay humble. And I promise you, He'll bless you more and give you grace if you stay humble. You know, in verse 10 of James chapter 4, it says, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up." It's just Him saying again, we need to stay humble. God will take care of His children. And I believe that if you stay humble and do what He asks you to do, I believe He'll bless you more. Amen. You know, next it says, in due time. God's timing is not our timing. His plans are not our plans. You know, I went to camp last year, and the Lord was dealing with me about preaching. And I had told God, I said, I want to preach. I want to do that for you. And all He kept saying was that I wasn't ready. And by preaching, I'm not doing Him no favors. He don't need me. And I went back to camp this past year, a couple of weeks ago. And I just told God, I said, I'll do whatever You want me to do. It doesn't matter if it's big or little, whatever it is. And He finally showed me. And, you know, back at last year, I wasn't even sure. And He finally made it 100% sure and made it real to me. It says, in due time, you know, you just got to have faith in the Lord. You can't doubt our God. He's come through way too many times for us to doubt Him. Amen. I know this has been short, but I just want to remind you again, the Lord says to stay humble. You know, there's an old saying, you can either learn it the hard way or the easy way. You know, you can either humble yourself or the Lord will knock you off and humble you Himself. We need to stay under God and under that man right there, because the God called him to be our pastor, and we need to support him and stay under him. You know, as Christians, we're supposed to be Christ-like. You try to be like Christ as much as you can, and stay humble and act like He acted. The Lord will exalt you and take care of you, I promise. I know He will. And, you know, again, God's timing is not our timing. He's taking care of us. He's paving a road ahead for us. We always think we're ready, but we might not be ready. I know this has been short, but preacher, that's all I got.
Good job, son. Good, 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 good. Amen. They may vote you in for pastor and say all that in that short time Sunday. Amen. I wished I could say that much that quick. It takes me a long time to get my point across. Amen. If you enjoyed that preaching tonight, say amen. Amen.